כן, תשאל את הקרי ספיקינג, אם רגע נראה אתכם כל פרטי שלום. כמו רבי שלום ארוש, על פייג' 81. A quote from Rabbeinu in Torah 156. ולעבור להתלהבות וחייבות להשם יתברך, and to come to excitement and to heat up, to be excited to Hashem, towards Hashem, who are the date? No, it's through movement. As we know, that movement creates heat. How do you get it? It's through movement. Okay, let's see what that means. כי תנועה מעוררת חיימות. Because movement creates heat. כמו שאנו רואים בחוש, like we see clearly, אם יזרוק חץ, if one ישוץ מהערב, ויתחב בראשו שעבה, בראשו שעבה, and he will put at the edge of the arrow, wax, אז זה ימאס השעבה מחמת החיימות, אבל את תנועה, then you'll go and check, and you'll see that the wax melted from the heat of the speed. The speed creates heat, right? Something shoots really fast. Everyone knows a plane or what is it called, the spaceship?
The rockets.
There was a rocket, an Israeli rocket who fell apart a few years ago, maybe 10 years ago.
Challenger or
whatever it's called. Why did that happen? Because one of the tiles.
There was something that was loose. Something.
Exactly, the tiles that makes a difference to the heat. So the heat doesn't come into the spaceship or something. Anyways, why is there so much heat? Because it goes so fast. The friction creates heat. Okay. So also when a man goes fast back and forth through his movement, he sweats, right? He creates heat and he sweats. Movement is created by your thoughts. You won't move if you don't think, right? You do things because you think. You think you need to run now quickly to the store, so you run, right? כי בתחילה המחשבה נוחה ושקיפה. And to begin with, your thoughts are calm. ואחר כך מתחילת המחשבה להתנועניה עם מחשבה לחשב מחשבה. And then afterwards, his thoughts start going from one thought to another thought, start moving. היינו מתחילה כשישב לקומו, at first when he was sitting at his place, היה מחשבתו לשב, he wanted to sit. And afterwards, he wanted to go. מתחיל מחשבתו להתנועניה, המחשבה הראשונה לחשוב ללך. They get more chamut, so his thought transferred from sitting, and now I want to sit, now I want to move. Right? So his thought moved from one thought to another thought, and that created heat also. Again, כשאדם ישן, therefore when one's sleeping, צריך לחסות עצמו, he needs to cover himself. Why he has to cover himself? So we said yesterday, because your thoughts now are calm and quiet, there's no heat created in the body. There's the natural heat, but it's a lot less. Therefore, you need to cover yourself to keep yourself warm. Someone who has thoughts always running, you know, he doesn't need to cover himself. Someone has a bad dream, he sweats. Why? Why? He didn't do anything. His thoughts did. Moving. Roim, so we see from this quote, let's finish it. כמו כן מוכניות, same thing in spirituality. כשהמחשבה חושבת בגדולת הבורא יתברך ובתורתו הקדושה, when one's thought is thinking in the greatness of the Creator יתברך and in the Holy Torah, הוא מתנוענע ממחשבה למחשבה, and it moves from one thought to another thought, על ידי התנועה מוריד חמימות, so through this movement it brings down heat, ובוער ליבו לשם יתברך, and this heat creates that the heart will be inflamed towards Hashem. רואים שכמה שהמוח של אדם therefore even thoughts a person always thinks thoughts of Dusha. When he thinks of thoughts of Dusha, he creates the heat towards Hashem. If he thinks thoughts of money, he creates the heat in his body towards the money. So you think about Hashem, about the Torah, about the halacha that you learned, something nice that Rav Dror said, whatever it is, right? I don't know, he says nice things. I heard he says only bashing things.
No.
Some nice things.
Oh, I
have
the best.
Oh, Hashem, those are the best. Come on. Cool. You got out last year?
He said today, George said today, I don't know, it was randomly, I guess, he brought up, said that somebody does not have to just deny him, he has no label.
That's what we learned, huh?
Can't dive in, can't dance.
Unbelievable. I guess he's reading the book also. And doing both on it. No, otherwise, Rav Shalom, whenever he speaks, it says that En adam edaber, ela me'ore libo. A person doesn't talk only from what goes on in his heart. That's what a person talks about. Whatever he says, even if someone says, well, I'm sorry, I didn't mean it, yeah, right. I didn't mean it, he means I didn't mean to take it out. Not that I didn't think it. He thought it, so you said it. What's the thing you say without thinking?
That's okay.
You say without... Fine, but
it's honest.
It shows who a person is.
Shows they're honest.
It also shows that they're honest. Yeah. But it also shows that who they are, exactly. You understand now what you have in front of you.
Great word.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, everything you think of. So when Rav Shalom gives a shir, and what he's thinking of, what he's dealing with right now, what he had in the field. And also from Abdul. And a lot of times also me sometimes if I'm working on something in the field. That's what will come up in the class. That's how it is, because that's what you're dealing with, that's what you care for, that's what you work with, that's what your head's gonna work. Pashut. Someone whose examples are dirty examples, right? He has bad examples, dirty examples, not nice, not clean, because that's what he thinks. That's what he, someone has money examples, that's what I have in mind. I was learning with someone. And you brought an example about something. I said, I know what's on your mind. I said, yeah, you're right. That's what's on my mind. Because obviously, that's...
Couldn't he embarrass that person?
Huh?
Why would they embarrass him? Why would he say that?
What?
Why would he say he knew what he was thinking? It's embarrassing. Embarrass someone.
By saying what?
If someone says they're having a negative thought or whatever kind of thought.
Oh no, it wasn't negative. Whatever it was, it was stuff. I just knew what was on his mind.
Okay.
He said something, whatever, I knew what his mind's dealing with. I said, I know what you're dealing with. So, yeah, I'm busy with this now. So you bring examples from your life. Yeah, someone's going on in your head. Not as a negative thing. It could be negative, I'm not saying. If Shalom gives a shir, you know what's going on in his head, in his heart. רואים שכמה שהמוח של האדם מהיר יותר ומתנענע יותר, we see that the more a person's mind, brain, yeah, is fast, and moving, is moving faster, יותר, ככה נולד לו חמוד והתלהבות. That's how much he has excitement and heat. לעומת זאת, right? On the other side, כשהמוח לא זז הרבה, when the brain is not moving a lot, אז אני לא אמור להתחום. Then, it doesn't create heat. ולכן מי שישן, חייב יש לישן, therefore someone who's sleeping, he has to cover himself. אבל אם יחלום, oh, he brings an example here. אבל אם יחלום חלום, I didn't read this. If he dreams a dream that he's running, he'll sweat. Why? Because in his mind, that's what he's doing. ואם חס שלום מוחו של האדם רץ למחשבות רעות, אם חס שלום once has negative thoughts, אז אם מוליד התלהבות, תעבוד ובדות רעות חלילה, then he gives birth to excitement and lust. The negative characteristics. כמו שורים בחוש. Like we see clearly, וגם להבדיל in the holiness also, you think about holy things. From that is born holy will, holy excitement to Hashem. So now if someone wants to know, he wants to daven with excitement, he wants to. So before davening, stay for a moment. I had a friend like that in Bataim. I told him, what do you see? He says 5 minutes before davening. He's like just focusing. I said, what do you do? Before I know anything about Brestle, he said, I'm preparing myself to speak to Hashem. And then he'll daven with excitement. Then he'll be fired to Hashem because his mind is thinking, Hashem, I'm going to talk to Hashem. I can't believe it. Me? Who am I? And Hashem will listen. Amazing. And I'm obligated to do it. Unbelievable. And then he gets all excited to Hashem. And then he's davening with excitement. So he would learn the Torah before he comes into the room, before he comes in to learn Torah. I'm going to learn a Nikutei Moharan from Rabbi Nachman of Brest. It's amazing that it's just thinking. Just thinking in your head how amazing it is. You'll create in yourself excitement to the Torah, excitement to the learning, excitement to your davening, excitement to your life, excitement to your bodhidhu. One comes to your bodhidhu, it's just like this. A lot of times it happens to us, right? okay, I'm talking with him now. Let me call. I want to talk to him. But then, if he tries to describe to himself, first of all, the benefits that he gets, and how amazing, just in his thought, he gives birth to excitement. He creates in his heart excitement to Hashem. That's all we want.
What does that excitement do?
It makes the action that he will do, he'll want Hashem. He'll do better.
This is his will, his power.
Yeah. He's going to daven now. If he davens with no excitement, right? So even if he has intention where he's thinking of the words, not the same. I always give the example of if someone knows he has to thank his wife for something, right? If he does it just because he needs to, we know how it looks like, right? Oh, thank you very much for doing the laundry. Yeah, very good. Right, but if you really think so, appreciate it. Who would have done? Think about it. Who would have done my laundry otherwise? I would do the laundry. Even if I do the laundry, first of all, I'll probably have pink shirts, right? And pink socks if I have white one. And second of all, I'll be stuck at home all day. I can't go and learn and do what I need to do. Third of all, I for sure don't know how to fold my laundry. And if I do, it doesn't. My closet looks like a mess. And think about it. Just think about it, and you get all feeling of appreciation to your wife. And then you go home. Oh, it's amazing. Thank you so much. How could I do without it? Ironing my shirt, doing this.
His excitement leads to a greater appreciation of Hashem.
Heat towards Hashem. Meaning, appreciation. Meaning, connection. Yeah.
Thank you more. The connection.
Yeah. So the excitement is created by thought.
One beer tells the story of a guy came home and he brought his wife flowers. She gave me money. They told me this would help with our relationship. That's what he said there. So obviously, there were some problems.
Shut up.
I know my wife and I can do the laundry the exact same steps, and hers always looks nice.
Smells better. That's true.
I don't know. We'll do the exact same things, but in the exact same stuff. Mine will come out of the water dryer and we'll be like, I feel like I have to put it back in. It's not done yet.
Yeah, that's why we don't do laundry. I hang the laundry. Hanging, I do. Fine. I don't do folding. I don't know how to do that.
Like, it's a mom. That's why she has to do the dishes, because, they're cleaner.
I do laundry sometimes. It depends what it is. If it's just towels and stuff, which is, I just throw away, fine. Whatever the wife wants, make her happy. Okay, what time is it?
2:35.
Okay, we have 10 minutes, 15 minutes. So anyways, it's an amazing teaching our Rabbeinu just taught us. So 156. Yeah, in order to create excitement to Hashem. You have to make your thoughts move. Thoughts create excitement. On the one hand, we know how to create positive excitement, and we know how to watch ourselves from negative excitement, not to let our thoughts jump from one thought to another thought to negative things, because that creates negative. If a person thinks about a friend, not talking about sexual things or stuff like that. I'm talking about even a person thinks about his friend, how can he disrupt me? I can't believe it. Right? He's creating negative energy in himself, which will come out. That creates negative things in himself. What could he do instead when someone does negative things to him? It's on Hashem. I don't understand Hashem. And then he creates excitement to Hashem. If you take the same negative thing that you're going through and create from this thing that you're going through positive energy through your thoughts. What are you thinking? What do you have in your head? Amazing thing. I think psychologists should.
You have free choice with your thoughts.
Yeah.
Thoughts it's called cognitive therapy.
What is it called?
Cognitive therapy.
Okay.
And your thoughts create your emotions.
Yeah.
That's what most
therapists. Yeah, did you work with it?
Yeah, that's the most popular.
Not today. Now that Rabbeinu is so popular, now they can learn. You know, I was told that in psychology they learn stuff from Rabbeinu in our days, in universities. From Sipur of Isiot also, Rabbi Ravagro told us.
Yeah.
The same way in the Goyish law, they use a lot of Jewish law. They don't know the Paskin, they use a lot of Jewish law, Shulchan Aruch. It's true. Ask a Dayan, I'll tell you.
Probably they don't acknowledge the source.
They're stealing from our
Jewish. There have been cases where the Surgeon General of the U.S. will, as consultant, like Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, on like an issue, because they don't know.
Yeah, they have no idea.
And then they'll be like, how do you know? And he's like, the Gemara discusses these things. You know, of course. Like, what do you mean?
It's true, that's how it is. It's true. Da'at Torah. Top. Ha'esh sheli, my fire. U'mamshich, Rabbeinu continues, nimtza, comes out, shaladei ha-shefa eloki, through shefa from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shasechem nishpal adam meirud, that this thoughts come to a man, intelligence come to a man quickly, she'en tzarech yishtamesh b'shum hakdama, he doesn't have to go around and around to understand this, and to understand this, and to understand this, to understand in order to get to the point. He gets the point right away, comes to him suddenly. It's fast. It's considered fast. It's called fast. Then he'll always be burning towards Hashem. It doesn't happen to us always, but fine. We can create heat also from thought jumping from thought to thought. But it's much slower. It's like first gear, second gear, third gear, until you reach to a high speed. But sometimes, a racing car, yalla, right away, first kick. Yeah, 100. 4 seconds, 11 seconds, whatever it is. Rabbeinu explains to us, if you want to come to excitement, yeah, to excitement of the heart, we have to create this great shefa that comes from Hashem. This type of intelligence that comes quickly with no akdamot, with no introductions. So a person understands it all quickly with no ikubim, with no holdbacks. Then, the quickness of the brain, the heart gets excited to serve with Hashem. Now we'll understand. So now we know we have to have some type of getting fast thought. A sudden thought that will come to us, it will create heat. Now of holiness. Now we have to think, we have to learn, how do we create that? Okay, fine, I want it. How do I merit to receive this shefa eloki that comes from Hashem? But first we have a story on Rabbi Nachman of Breslev. Mesupar Rabbi Nachman of Breslev, a story about Rabbi Nachman. Shepam nifnas lemiki v'kafu b'em tzala l'chorpi v'sha'a shamata v'chatsi sha. Once he entered an ice-cold mikvah in the middle of the night of the winter in the Ukraine. It's pretty cold. He stayed in the ice-cold water for half an hour. More than half an hour. This is something that every man, even the strongest, the healthiest man, he would have endangered himself at any event does this. With death, the heart will stop pumping. What happened to Titanic? Most of the people there died from what?
Hyperthermia.
Was that death? Death from cold? Yeah, not from drowning.
Shock.
The heart goes into shock when the person dies. Okay? How did Rabbeinu do this? According to what we learned, you can understand how he held so long. Through that he merited Shefa Eloki, this great Shefa from Hashem, his brain was fast, until he gave to him enough heat, he created the heat of the body, that he was able to stay so long in the mikvah. Like we said, when someone's sleeping, he's cold. If he has a bad dream or something, or a fast dream, he'll be sweating. Why he didn't do anything? The thoughts did. That's what Rabbeinu did in the mikvah. He created these thoughts. Right? Quick thoughts of Shefa Eloki came to him, and then he created heat about himself, and he was able to stay in the mikvah. I know about myself, I went to a very cold mikvah in Bat Ayin, there's a Mayan there. Very cold. I went there a long time ago, a few years ago. it's a few, maybe close to 10 years ago. And I went there in the water, and it was very cold. It's cold. And there wasn't a lot of people, it was winter. It wasn't much winter, but it was cold already outside. And then those days I was into meditation. And I meditated on heat. Now my body has heat. I stayed there a long, long time. I didn't turn blue, and then I didn't feel cold. Because it's all in the head, really. It's really all in the head. I guess eventually a person will overcome also his thoughts.
It's not all in the head, it is cold.
It is cold, but you can create heat. That's
you're
the point.
Sleeping, it's still cold.
No, but,
You can create heat. That's what I'm going to say.
The idea of it that is on your head is that I was listening to Shir, and the rabbi gave the example that there's a, I don't remember when this happened, this guy got caught in a refrigerator shark on a train. And he didn't get the door open. And he froze to death. And the refrigerator fell. No, what's the big deal about this? Is that when they found him in the morning, the refrigerator shark wasn't working. And it's 50 degrees in there. But he froze to death. Because he thought it was cold. He thought he was freezing.
Maybe he died from suffocation.
Nope.
They checked and they still died.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
All because they thought he was freezing.
Yeah, man.